Levant did well, but since we can't really tell the end of this pandemic, there is still fear of this happening again and ending really badly. And for me, what is really weird, and this is what Tiana was also mentioning, and I absolutely agree with her, is that even though we lived through so many difficult things growing up in Serbia, at that time we always had this hope because the world outside of Serbia was doing fine, and the hope was either that, you know, depending on the person, either that you can actually go outside and live with that world, or that this world from outside will finally come inside in Serbia. But now the things are so strange because this is affecting all of us, and there is no other place that is doing better, even though, you know, occasionally in different countries are handling the virus in a better way. It is really also difficult to see the end of it. And also the tragedy that happened to Tiana happens in to many other people, either because they lost somebody because of COVID or because of the COVID situation. So hopefully there is an end to this situation. During our conversation, there was an artist that was coming to my mind when Tiana was mentioning how some of the artists actually coped well and created lots of music. And it happened that Tiana chose this artist and one of her songs from the album actually released in October this year to play. The artist I'm talking about is Rosin Murphy, and her album is Rosin Machine, that was released in October of 2020. I'm a huge fan of Rosin from the time when she was Moloko, you know, back in the 90s, and also through the times when she went solo. I loved her album Overpowered, released in 2007. I've seen her live in 2008 several times, but one of the biggest impression I had was during her performance on a Sonar 2008, when she was absolutely phenomenal. And in this time, during this year, Rosin started working on her album, and she has been very active on her social media, playing the songs, releasing the songs, giving interviews, and so on. And for me, it was some kind of a ray of hope in all this, in a very gloomy situation. So I'm happy to play now a song from her album called Jealousy, one of the new songs. The album has new and old songs, and I really like it. And if you haven't checked it out, yeah, now is your chance. I think it will make you happy and it will probably make you dance. So let's hear Jealousy. Going back to some better times, you know, what was your favorite gig or favorite place where you liked to play?
I can't really pinpoint the one place I love to play because I've seen so many different places and so many different countries and different cultures. And that's why it's so hard to say, okay, this is the best place or this is better than the other, because each culture brings a completely different energy to the party and people respond differently. You can play the same set and it would not sound the same in Brazil and Germany. I could like just go and play. I mean, I never did it, but theoretically, like I could go and play exactly the same set, like the same tracks in the same order at a party in Brazil and at a party in Germany. And this would sound like a completely different set. And that's what sometimes happens, you know, I would play a track somewhere and it would be like, oh, wow, you know, explosion. And then I would play it in a different context at a different party and it just doesn't sound the same and it doesn't work at all and it doesn't create the same reaction. Actually, that's also the beautiful part of DJing, that you go and see all these different cultures and the way that people respond to music. I have to say, I always loved going to South America. I always mm-hmm. loved playing Mexico and Colombia and Brazil. People there are really very passionate. It's not a prejudice. It is like that. Yeah, they're very open in the way they react to music. So you can, you know, get this feedback instantly. Whereas in some different cultures, people, they have reactions they enjoy, but they express it differently. And then I'm not always quite sure if it's okay or if it's not. I always loved going to India because India... I mean, I was lucky enough to somehow get booked to play India even before they started having parties more frequently. And then I got invited again and again and again because I was one of the first artists from that scene to start going there. Mm-hmm. So I experienced India a lot in the last like 5 years, and that's insane. I mean, that whole country or continent, it's just another dimension. Like it's like nothing else. I haven't seen all the places in the world and I haven't seen all the countries in the world and I haven't seen much of Africa, but I think like India and Japan are probably the most like special places and some unique, like the most unique places that you can't really connect to anything else. So yeah, I loved India because it's also very challenging. As someone coming from Europe, you really need to just forget everything you know and not expect anything mm-hmm. and just take whatever comes your way, like take this country and this environment and these people as they are and everything, just take as it is. Otherwise, if you don't take it as it is, if you have certain expectations or certain projections on how things should be and how things should work and should look, I think India would give you a really bad experience. But I always had the best experiences, even those who were like unpleasant. They were like good experiences for me because
that's awesome.
They were just unique. And also the way that people are open to music, I see the connection with what we talked about earlier. They're very open to all sorts of musical styles and genres, and the way they program their clubs and festivals is very open-minded. So you have bands playing after DJs or DJs playing before bands, and it's like totally different styles of music and they just accept everything. They're very open to it, they're very receptive to, and they just like, it's not like you have a rock band playing and then after that a techno DJ starts and then the rock crowd will just disappear and some new techno crowd will come. It's the same crowd, they just want all of this music, and they're so like, the way they react to music is incredible.
And when you go to these different places, do you sometimes adapt your set? Do you have one set in mind and then you're in a certain place and something that you didn't plan, it just comes to your mind? And do you change things like that? Or do you...
Honestly, that's how I work everywhere. And that's how I never really prepare my sets. I just come with so much music.
I love that.
I travel with a lot of music on me. And then I'm ready to adapt. I mean... Of course, I'm preparing new music and I'm digging for new music and searching for, when I say new, it doesn't necessarily mean something that's freshly released. It's maybe like new for me, something that I just discovered, but it's released like 40 years ago. So I'm always like looking for new music that will inspire me. But wherever I go, I just bring all my music with me. which is not possible because I play digital.
Yes.
And it's only like the hard drives or the USBs that you bring with you. You don't need to carry like 1,000 records. It's easy for me to adapt. And I never plan my sets, even like important, the so-called important sets, which are recorded and they are up on YouTube or SoundCloud and they are there, like written in the history, in the internet, in eternity, you know, they're there forever. Even those sets, I actually never prepared. I never prepared any of my boiler rooms. I did have like a few folders that I would have for this occasion, but then I adapted as the set would, you know, happen. And that's how I play all of my sets.
I have to say, this is my favorite answer because I was hoping you will say this, but I wasn't sure because I was really curious about that because I think this comes back to what we were talking about, being creative and bringing always these elements that your fans would really appreciate and the other people that never heard about you, that's how they will remember you. I think there is this like element of surprise and creativity that you can bring in that I actually really love. You've been everywhere, but is there any place or any country where you would love to play, but you haven't played until today?
I haven't been in Argentina and I would really love to visit. I really would love to go to Buenos Aires. Argentina has been in a crisis for quite a long time now, even before this, for years before COVID started. And I think that's one of the reasons why I haven't been there, because I started touring intensely 6 years ago, and there was already the time of crisis for them.
Yeah.
And I've seen some images and some videos from parties before their crisis and from clubs before, and it was always mind-blowing, and I always wanted to go there, but somehow it never happened. Hi, it's Tiana T, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
What is the first thing you will do when this pandemic is over? It's going to take a while, but let's say now we know that we are 80% safe, like maybe there is a vaccine or maybe whatever, something happens. What is the first thing you will do?
Well, the same as with my sets, I actually never planned anything in my life. Like quite early on in my life, I've learned that not a single plan ever works out. So I have like a general idea or direction for things. But for me, it's really hard to visualize this like one thing and then to just go for it. And it's the same for this. I can't give you an answer because I'm living in the present moment. So right now, I can't, you know, foresee the future. I can't tell you how I will feel when everything is over. And I have the feeling that this crisis is way too long already. So I can't even visualize the moment when, you know, someone would go out on TV, let's say Angela Merkel or whoever is the president. Now it's over. We go back to normal. You don't have to wear your masks. You can hug whoever you want. You can have parties, all the clubs are back, all the concerts are back. Right now I cannot imagine this happening. And I'm really sad that I cannot imagine it. But it is what it is. Once this moment comes, I will probably see how I feel. I don't know. I can't tell you how I'm going to feel when this is all over.
I just hope once this moment comes, you will actually get the gig somewhere and I can actually go and see you.
Of course, I miss playing and I miss... I hope that one of my first gigs will actually be in Panorama Bar in Berlin because I play there quite a lot in the last years. And in the last few years, I play there like 4 or 5 times a year. And these were always like, this is the place where I really feel like relaxed and at home. And the response is always great. And my sets are always like unexpected and they're always good somehow. And I would like to play in one of those places that feel like home. So either that or Belgrade, like 2044 or drugstore. That's what I would like. Hi, it's Tiana T and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Huh. You are still listening to Give Me a Beat. We are actually already half an hour over 2 hours. It is an exciting Christmas show, I really have to say. I even enjoy re-listening to the conversation that I had with Tiana. I also can't wait until COVID-19 is over so that actually I can organize myself and get to either Berlin or Belgrade to listen to next of her sets. In the meantime, I realize why Tonacho is even more special. There is something really amazingly happening on our skies. So for all these astronomy nerds out there, it is actually the moment when two planets that are really far apart, Saturn and Jupiter, and I think between them there is around 700,000 kilometers. They are actually going to look very close. They will be coming into conjunction. Conjunction between these two planets is usually happening every 20 years. So the last one was in 2000. But every conjunction is a little bit different. And this one that we will have on 21st, around 5 p.m. Central European time, is actually very close one, and last time that happened is 1623. The next conjunction like this will be only happening in 2080. So if you have a chance, if you haven't seen it today, because my show will be playing at 10 o'clock in the evening, and I'm for sure going to watch this through some different online projects. I think even NASA will show this. But if you missed it, I would suggest that you check it out because this is once in a lifetime experience and it's very exciting. This actually event is called Christmas Star, when these planets actually are so close that they look as one big star and it's happening just before Christmas. I don't know, but this month means something. And for me, I'm going to leave it with a positive thing and say this means that pandemic will soon be over. That being said, I'm at the end of tonight's show, but don't worry, there is still quite a lot to go. What I decided to play in tonight's show for you is actually the event that happened just recently. It's the event where Tiana played, of course, United We Stream, Lockdown Edition 22. It happened on the 25th of November, and I absolutely loved it. So I decided to leave you with 1 hour with Tiana sessions for your listening pleasure. United We Stream is a very important initiative. It's actually an initiative that supports the clubs and artists and organizers that had to close the clubs in Berlin due to coronavirus pandemic. So if you tune in for one of these sessions, what you will get is actually the possibility to see the live streaming from the empty club directly to your living room. So you can dance your ass off like you are there. You can even invite your friends on a Zoom and dance together with them. It is actually quite a cool experience, even though it is not the same for the DJs as we could hear from Tiana during an interview. So I will actually share with you also later on my Facebook page the link to the whole stream, and you can check it out, and not just this one, but other streams as well. With this, I'm going to wish you a good night. You were listening to Gimme a Beat. My name is DJ Baby Monster, and this is, of course, Radio Laura. In tonight's show, we were focusing on TNT, and I hope you really enjoyed very intimate interview and lots of good music. Hopefully, the next time when we hear each other in January 2021, the situation is going to be a slightly different considering pandemic. In the meantime, I'm wishing you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned and enjoy a little bit more of the good music that I will play for you now.